This episode of How Is Your Run Today is being sponsored by PathProjects.com. Visit www.pathprojects.com.
This episode of How Is Your Run Today was recorded remotely and safely. We hope soon we'll be back at the WGBH studios at the Boston Public Library, just steps from the finish of the greatest marathon in the world, the Boston Marathon. But until then, wear your mask, stay 6 feet apart, and be safe. And now, without further ado, here are Brian and Peter.
So, Peter, I'm calling this episode Shade Tree Podcasting because we're literally under the shade of a tree. It's 95 degrees.
Very warm.
Sweltering.
Very hot.
And we set things up on the grass under a tree, which only you can do in the summertime.
Fortunately, the heat apex of the day, I believe, is just behind us. I think we climbed, we hit the summit, we're coming down the other side of it. And it's going to be a cool 82 degrees by midnight.
Right. It's not going to cool down.
Yeah.
It's hot. If we could just have the humidity wash out, that would be nice. So
I would argue it's not as humid as it was Saturday.
I'm going to tell you about a run I had, of course.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Hi. How was your run today, Brian?
Peter, enough with all of that. I'm dispensing with it all. I'm going to say hallelujah. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Garmin is back online, baby.
Is that true? I didn't even know that.
All my runs happened.
I've gone all
and
manual.
And they appeared on Strava with nary a button push of my own.
Jeez, I went back to 1999 or 2000 and I hard plugged my watch into my computer.
Oh, I thought you were faxing your times into Garmin
headquarters. Yeah. And they would...
The boys at Garmin will put these in for
came
me.
Came across the teletype.
Right. They had to go to the Steno pool.
So you exist. You ran.
I ran. My last 5 days running did happen. Nothing was recorded after Wednesday of last week.
And you were very upset.
No.
You questioned if you existed.
I'll tell you this. This morning I did look at my watch and write down the date and
just
the
in
paces
case of the great wash.
Right. I was afraid of the great delete, but it didn't happen. So we're up there, baby. We're back. Now I'll answer your question.
Peter. Oh, okay. How was your run?
I'll just tell you this. Coming off of last week's episode, which I listened to on my Sunday run this week, I did not run my 6 on that very, very hot day.
You didn't?
No. So I was supposed to do back-to-back 6s. Second day was too hot, too much going on. I couldn't put it together. And I was like, all right, next week. And I kind of said, I'm still recovering from the Independence Day Ultra.
It was a month ago.
3 years later.
It's over a month.
But I did say, okay, I realize I'm not treating myself right here. I'm not taking this seriously. I am absolutely going to buckle down for the Mount Desert Island full marathon that we're running with Dave Macklem in Japan. And on Monday, I am going hard. I am starting the training as it says right there, and I have done exactly that. And what is my reward, Peter?
I think I know. That marathon's canceled, and Dave Macklem is not getting on a plane and coming here from Japan. And you didn't really have to do any of that if you didn't want to.
So I did it anyway.
Right.
In fact, and I did my 2 runs this weekend.
Yes.
And whatever. I had some fantastic track workouts that I hadn't, well, one that I hadn't done a true track workout, Peter. It's 12 400 meter repeats. Took me all morning. Not really, felt like it. But all I want to say is on Sunday, when I went for my second run, it was also very warm, but for a brief window, the humidity had lowered significantly.
And certainly it had, and there's a breeze.
Blue sky.
Lovely.
Breeze. And even though it was warm, it was really nice. That's all I want to say.
Yeah, it was nicer. It was still really warm.
Well, I mean, it's July.
It's summer.
It's summer.
New England summer.
Yeah. I mean, what do you want? I'm not going to complain about nice weather. I will ask you, though, to tell me something. How was your run today?
Thank you for asking, Brian. My run today is non-existent. It is a rest day, thankfully. As most people will know, if you're on the Strava group there, I did a 15 on Saturday morning.
Oh, wait. Now,
it was deeply hot.
Yeah, so I had 2 8s, which is equal to 16.
Yes, it
Saturday,
is.
Saturday, 8 on Saturday. Now, Saturday I did 5 because I had other commitments, and I couldn't drag my butt out of bed.
Life gets in the way.
So that means I ran 13 miles total.
It's all good, man.
On the 16. You ran 15 consecutive on a hot, humid, non-kind of running day. You're a superstar. I can't believe you did it. How'd it go?
Thanks for that. Yeah, it was hot. And run, again, as I've said before, is in quotes. So much of the last third was a form of walking, which some people might identify as a hurt middle-aged man who's suffering from mild heat stroke, and that's fine. It was fine. You know, in a weird way, around mile 5 or 6, I started to say to myself, am I actually enjoying this? Am I at the point now where I'm doing so much running again for the first time in a really long time? And I'm talking upwards of 30 miles per week, which for me, it's been 4 years of not really being consistent because of various injuries and maladies. Am I at the point in this run where I'm actually enjoying? Am I sort of steering into this skid? Am I enjoying this? The sort of the bring it on itness of it.
Were you asking this during the tail end?
Oh,
of the
tail end. No. Like mile 6, like Hat Shell and coming around Museum of Science and headed up Memorial Drive. So I was doing Charles River, and it was Saturday, and I got out the door right. I mean, I did it all right. I was out. I was literally running by 6 a.m.
You're amazing.
And the goal was to be inside in central air conditioning by 9 a.m.
Okay.
And instead, it took me over 3.5 hours.
It's fine.
Almost 4 to get back to my door.
You weren't
in a
race.
And that is okay. No, it's okay. I wasn't in a race. It's fine.
Time on feet.
And I had to really decide that it was okay to just keep moving. And you just keep moving. And so I'm very much approaching this as I did the 13 last week, as I will for the next 15 I have to do next week. It's like ultras. It's like, hey, I'm just out there moving, and I'm going to consume nutrition when I need to, and as much water as I can get my hands on. I will say I brought about 20 ounces of water with me, distributed across 3 bottles in my belt, and I had this cockamamie thought of like, this is cool. I'll have a bottle for every 4 to 5 miles.
Every mile?
Yeah. So by mile like 5 or 6, when I was down to like only half a bottle left, I said, I see. I'm sweating everything that I've put in my body for the last week out. And this water is not even making a dent. I don't even feel it in my mouth when I put it in. And I had to stop off at a mobile station on Memorial Drive.
I know that mobile station. And I bought Gatorade.
I didn't bring money. I just brought my card, my chip card, and I bought a 20-ounce water. And I took it, and I filled up my bottles, and I drank the rest. And then I carried an empty water Poland Spring bottle with me for 2 miles like an idiot. Because for some reason, all the trash cans are gone now.
You have to get all the way up to the women's Harvard boathouse before there's a trash can.
It's unreal.
Yeah, it's a far way.
And I came up to the loop around Arsenal Street and got back over on the now what we would call the Sturrow Drive side, right?
The Boston side.
And I headed back out. Now, I knew that stretch was going to be rough because now the sun's really up.
Yeah.
And it's pointed at you,
right? It's aggressively
hot.
Throwing lightning and heat bolts at you.
Yes. And now, because it's on the other side of like 8:30, 9 a.m., every time Dick and Harry is out.
Right.
You got your baby strollers. You got your walkers. You got your, you know who's doing gangbuster business? For real. Both sides of the river. boat and kayak rental. Okay. Unbelievable.
Right. People just want to be out on that water on a hot day.
More power to them. But there was just a high human traffic, which means the majority of my 15 miles, I was masked the whole time.
Oh.
And that's not a bad thing because that's what we're supposed to do.
No.
But it's just you think, I'm going to get huge stretches where I can pull it down. No, not really.
It's just that much more work on your lungs and everything. That much harder. It slows you down a lot.
I got to a place around mile 8 or 9 where my buff was so thick with my sweat that as I would breathe in through my mouth, I was just straining the salt out. And I was getting like seawater in my mouth.
Yeah, it sounds like me during the Independence Day Ultra. Yeah.
And then I kept noticing in my hands, it was like I'd put my hands down in like a gravel road. I had all this grit in my hands, but I kept looking at them and I'm like, well, I don't see any dirt here.
No, that's your body falling apart.
That's my salt crystals and so here's what I brought for nutrition. I brought pretzels with peanut butter in them.
Okay.
Which are amazing. Fig Newtons.
Okay.
Dried mango.
Okay. You're not on the products at all at this point.
Here's the story. I'll take a goo in a pinch.
Yeah.
They get me really nauseous.
Right.
None of this food gets me nauseous.
Understood.
It's a little more chewy. Like a dried mango is a little chewier.
You need a little more liquid to get it
you
down.
You do need a little. Right. So to your point, coming back down the other side on the Boston side, I thought I was going to go all the way back to under BU Bridge and to the overpass near the Marsh Chapel. I'm sorry if I'm being so specific to Boston, everybody. But I couldn't do it. I needed to go back to that mobile because I knew it was there. So I hopped back over. I think I crossed on Western.
Yeah, that's the Western Prospect Bridge.
I bought another 20 ounces of water and I bought a 20-ounce Gatorade. And I proceeded to pound them.
Right.
And I got a little bit righter with the world, to be honest with you. So my last couple miles, then I just took the BU Bridge back over, which puts me into Brookline. It's like a wormhole. It's crazy. Boom. I was in the shade near Longwood. I was done.
So no pickles dragged through salt like I had.
No, I thought about pickles. And I know Michael Goff put a picture of like Clausen pickle juice. Yeah. Like I'm like, he's so smart. So kudos to you, Michael. And I guess maybe I have to become a brine boy.
A brine boy. Yeah.
Not a Brian boy. You're Brian.
Right.
And if you had any sons, they'd be Brian's boys. But I'm talking about being a pickle brine boy, which I may be deep down. I don't know yet. So all in all, it was actually a good run if I really think about it. It was just...
Dude, you ran 15 miles on a brutally hot day. Of course it was a good run.
15.2, but okay. No, I wasn't counting on it.
Yeah, and part of it is when you're out for that long.
Well, that's it.
Now we're all not Kipchoge, right?
No.
So when you're out for that long, it is an adventure. You're going to be out there for 3+ hours.
You're on the ocean, dude. You're in the desert. I mean, this is real. Right. Those are real things.
So you run out of provisions, and you have to figure it out. Did you bring like a steel and a flint in case you had to field dress some animals and cook them and eat them or anything like that?
No, I had a hand grinder for coffee beans because I get really nervous that I'm not going to get a good grind.
I didn't see that one coming. Good job.
Thank you. That's a big camping thing. You need that. Running with scissors. No, it's a good time. And then Coach Paul Davies, nothing but positive. And because I was a little down on myself, depending on which social media platform you saw me, I ripped into myself a little bit on Twitter. That was the first one I did, so I was the most hard there. And then I did Strava, and I was a little less abusive to myself. And then I did Facebook last. And by then, I was like, what a great run. So right. It's interesting. Like, and I do it before I shower. Like, I'm still in the run when I'm posting, essentially. And I'm experiencing all the emotions at once, which is never good. Give yourself a minute before you post. But Paul was nothing but, you know Professor Lollipop.
Eureka! I've done it again!
Yeah, he's not a medical doctor.
Oh, I don't know what you're doing. He's mad about that statement.
No, I need to go back to the show transcript because I believe what I said was he's not a medical doctor, which is true. He's not a medical doctor.
That's true. He's not a practicing licensed medical doctor.
Physician.
Heal thyself.
He is a man of medicine. He may well be a PhD.
I believe he is, sir.
But we have one of the going gags on our show, on this podcast, is not a medical
He just
doctor.
May want to have words with you. I don't know if you've seen Facebook, but you got called out.
I know that there's episode title of a podcast we created called Not a Medical Doctor.
I may have helped call you out on the Facebook mm-hmm. post from Saturday. Enjoy yourself. He was nothing but supportive. And then, you know, on the schedule, he has me off on Sunday and off on Monday. But the problem was I woke up on Sunday and my legs needed to move. Like, my thighs were tight. So I wrote to him and I said, Paul, I'll accept it if it's a no. But can I just go for a recovery three today? I just want to do it. And this was Sunday, noon. Still warm, like to your point. It was still warm, but less humid.
Yeah.
Man, that recovery run, it felt so good.
So you skipped, I believe you had two off days. You skipped an off day in order to get a three recovery run in.
Correct.
It was the right thing to do.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah, and I am almost only for going out without a water belt on, without headphones.
Right.
And just being out there in shorts and a shirt and running. I also got to break in a new pair of shoes.
Oh, I did the same thing.
Because at the end of my 15 miler, as I was taking them off, I could see daylight through my shoes as I took them off. And I was like, what happened? And I had ripped off the sole to the left on the left foot.
I don't think you can run in those anymore.
No. And plus they had passed 250 miles. I'm like, that's it. And I really rode those hard. Those were my exclusive shoes for the last 250 miles.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't swap them out or anything.
Right.
So I broke in a new pair of Addiction 13s. They're black. They're very nice. They felt like $1 million. I can't wait to run them again tomorrow.
I have to say thank you to Charlotte Walsh of Charles River Running because she got for me the new Speed Goats, the Hoka Speed Goats trail shoes. I love those trail shoes. This is my third pair. And this version, I forget what version it is, version 4 or something like that, they were awesome. Couldn't believe it. So good in the woods.
Do you think if I say out loud, hey, Brooks, running, make a really nice trail shoe for the quadruple E's in the world who need the extra stability. Do you think they'll do that for me?
I don't know. They do make trail shoes.
They do, but they don't make them in my width. See, I got to do, there's only three things that I can do. I can do Addictions, I can do Adrenalines, and I can do Beasts.
But those are all Brooks.
Those are all Brooks models. But they're the only three that come in my width, which is quadruple E. Because of a very wide foot. And I found that for running, really, my best one are Addictions. Adrenalines are a little too thin, not as stable. Beasts are good. They're just so heavy.
They're very heavy.
So maybe it's Beasts for trail running. I don't know. I just wish they would make a fourth thing called the Peters.
What?
Or
the Clyde Armies.
The Clyde Army.
Something.
The Hooves. Right? What are you wearing? I'm wearing Brooks Hooves.
Yeah.
Yeah. The horseshoes.
The horseshoes.
Yeah.
Brooks horseshoes.
Brooks horseshoes I would buy.
Yeah, that's a good
one.
That's
a thing.
Get on that.
Hashtag. Hashtag make your own shoe.
Clyde Army.
Well, what are the things that a trail shoe needs to have? A trail shoe needs to have grip, extra grip on the bottom, much more than a normal shoe.
Yes.
It needs to have a little protection for your toes and for your soles of your feet when you're going over rocks and gravel and stuff like that.
You don't want to feel the sharpness of that rock.
Right. And then other than that, you want the upper probably to be a little strong. You don't want a lot of mesh in
there. How high up do you want that ankle guard?
Oh, I don't think they're any higher than normal shoes.
So they're not truly like half booties or anything.
Not the ones I run in. So I run in these Speed Goats. So they're Hokas, and then the kind of Hokas that have the ridiculously thick sole.
Yeah.
So it looks like you're 6 feet taller than you are normally.
I love that.
But no, the rest of the shoe is sort of a normal fit. But there's extra toe protection. There's not what they call a rock plate in there, but it is a little thicker. That's going to protect you, and it has the traction.
If I can tangent for just a second,
Yeah.
You just mentioned shoes with really big heels, like big soles. For those of you in the know, we're going to have a little preview here. In the coming weeks, we're going to have another interview with the great Amelia Meath, lead singer of a band called Sylvanesso and Mountain Man. And she is famous for wearing...
Hold on. Those are two different bands. I wouldn't want somebody to think that Sylvanesso and Mountain Man were a duo.
She is the lead singer of a band called Sylvanesso, and she is one third of a band called Mountain Man. And she is famous for, in her live shows, wearing extremely high sneakers. And I've always wanted to ask her how she gets her hands on such bespoke sneakers, I think. I'm curious. So, little preview there, coming to a podcast near you. Brian?
Yes.
We've gotten a lot of emails about this so-called August challenge we're throwing out to the people. Do you feel it is time now, at this point in the show, to reveal, since August 1st is a mere day away or 2 days away, depending on when you listen to this show, what the 31-day challenge that we're presenting is all about?
In fact, I would like to do that, Peter.
That's good, because I just set it up.
So here is the way that it's going to go. There's going to be two items or two criteria that carry out through the entire 31 days. And
there are two things that everybody should do all 31 days.
Exactly.
As a bare minimum.
And that, yeah. And that is, one, move your body, either running or walking, 1 mile every single day.
So you're saying to me that for 31 days...
Yeah.
If I take this challenge,
yeah,
I have to go for a run or a walk equal to 1 terrestrial mile each day for 31 days.
Yeah, and all we're doing is building a little consistency. And of course, you don't have to do it on top of any other exercise you're doing. So if you're crazy and you're Peter and you have a 15 miler on a Saturday,
I dedicate mile 3 to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Have fun.
Yeah, it's just, you know, if you have 3 days and you're out on vacation, or it's bad weather, get out there and go walk for a mile. So just consistency.
I like it. What is the second everyday task for 31 days?
Second everyday task may be something very familiar to a lot of people, maybe something completely foreign and new for a lot of other people. It is to begin a run journal or a runner log. And it needs at least 31 pages because there's 31 days. And you are going to use this every single day. So, of course, the runner log or journal is just a notebook of any sort, or it's your, or it's a note-taking app, or it's on your computer, whatever. But every single day, because you're going to be doing something every day, at least 1 mile, you're going to log your mileage, the time, the weather, the temperature, and how your run felt. So very much like your sad stat chat.
But just every day.
Every single day. And then you're going to add more information. How did you sleep the night before? What did you eat prior to it or the day before? How did that affect you? What else is going on? And then, as part of this particular 31-day challenge, you're going to reflect on the activities that you're doing as part of this that we're going to be doling out each week. And I think we're going to do sort of like, you know, five recommended activities during the course of each week. And what's great about August, Peter... I know you love this part. There's 4 full weeks. That's only 28 days. Then there's the smidge.
Yeah, you get a bunch of extra days there.
The smidge. So August 1st will be just the first two daily activities. There's nothing extra. It's run or walk, 1 mile, and write about it in your log. And if you have a 3 or a 5 or a 10 or a 15 scheduled that day, as Peter said, dedicate one of those miles and say, that's my HWYRT August Challenge mile. And then write about the whole thing in your log.
Like it.
Okay, so then beginning August 2nd for the next 4 weeks, you'll have a group of weekly activities that you can do in any order. And if you really liked something, I think it's only going to be 5 activities a week. You'll have 2 days to repeat. Or, and this is what I would challenge you to do, if there's something you did not like at all.
Yes.
That's the one you double up on.
I don't like that, but okay. I hear
not?
What you're saying.
You know
because
what I mean?
You're forcing us to confront it. I like it.
I'll give you a little hint, Peter. We worked on these together. There's nothing that's going to hurt you. There's nothing. This is not the David Goggins challenge. Okay?
Sure.
This is not. These are going to be a little more mental, emotional. These are a little more getting connected with people. This is a little more just checking in with yourself and seeing if you are paying attention to all the aspects of being a runner that you need to be.
Right. These are activities that are friendly to all levels. You do not have to be especially experienced in any one of these areas in order to try them all.
That's right.
And we've designed it so that just by making the attempt, you've done something.
Oh, I think even the experienced runner will get something out of each week, and the new runner will get a lot out of each week.
All right, so let's just, for the sake of getting people started, because sure. They may not hear our voice for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Take us through week one. What are we doing?
Okay.
We're getting that first day off. We're doing a walk or a run, and then we're writing about it to get us in the habit of doing that every single day. But you've given us an additional 5 challenges to complete during that first week. What are they?
Okay, so the first week is, and you're gonna get this one on repeat. We talk about these strength and mobility exercises, these SAM exercises.
Vital.
They have been so vital.
Vital.
So, you know, use the resources that we give you. Go to the website, learn SAM Phase 1 easy.
Easy.
And do that. Do that once. Do that twice. Do that every single day.
That is CoachJJohnson.com. www.coachjjohnson.com. You can get the PDFs, which have still photos and descriptions, but also you can watch very, very good videos. And I highly recommend the videos. The videos, because these are movements, you want to have the right form and, you know, watch them 2, 3, 4, 5 times. I keep going back to them. I have handouts that Coach Paul gave to me. I literally look at them every day.
Yeah, I went old school. I printed out the PDFs.
Yes.
I stapled each packet together.
Yes.
Phase 1 easy, phase 1
yes.
hard, phase 2 easy, phase 2 hard.
Yes.
And then I still watch the videos a ton.
Yes.
Because there's some new exercise. And then as you get to do them, it's good to rewatch them because, oh, maybe I need to... Oh, is this one where I bend my knees a lot or a little?
Right,
or
right.
Is this, where's well, my center of gravity?
What's my back doing on this one? Yeah,
right.
Yep.
So you can improve it there. So that's it. So you're going to get a lot of the SAMs. Number 2 is drink enough water. Because most people are chronically dehydrated. It's just the truth.
Oh, I say it to everybody I know.
And maybe on a day where you don't run, maybe when you just do this 1 miler, because of course when you run, you have to replenish the water you sweated out during the run. So this is on top of whatever it is you did to recover from your run. So one guide is take your body weight, change that to ounces. So say you weigh 200 pounds, 200 ounces, cut that in half, 100 ounces. Something like that.
Yeah, no, in my world, it's a good 3 liters a day, no joke.
Right.
And I think people will be surprised when they actually do the calculation and they'll say, oh my gosh, that's a lot of fluid.
What's interesting was when I first did this, and that was basically the calculation I did, I didn't think it was going to be a lot, but this was back when we were all in offices, you know, and I'm just going about my normal day. I pounded down the first one, no problem. Second one lasted me until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
It
I realized,
sits there, yeah.
Oh, I really am bad at this. I'm not drinking enough water at all. I am chronically dehydrated. It was a real wake up call. So hopefully that'll be helpful.
No, I'm not going to sugarcoat it for people. They're going to have to go to the bathroom a lot more than they think.
Oh, yeah.
Especially on a day you don't run. I mean, it's amazing that our bodies, when we go on a long run, can stop that process for a good 2-3 hours.
Oh, yes. When I started, I was like every 45 minutes.
I had to take my son last week to a baseball game. In the age of COVID, there are no public restrooms. There are no porta potties. I went 5.5 hours without using a restroom. It was not easy, Brian, but the mind's a powerful tool.
You could have flown across the country.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, don't be surprised if it's a good thing we're all indoors because you're going to have to use the facilities at your house 3 or 4 or 5 times, maybe before noon, if you're like me. It's unbelievable.
I agree. And I think that gets a little better as you move, as you get used to it, but certainly in the beginning. In any case, the next three activities are add strides to the end of one of your runs this week.
I want to say something about this one because for a lot of people, I think they don't really know what strides are. They get that confused with, well, isn't stride the way I run in general? Like, isn't that my form? And yes, that is one way to describe a stride, but a stride is really more like a sprint. It's really like you're on a football field or you're at a track or you're at a place where you can easily ramp up your speed, achieve pretty maximum speed for yourself, and then slowly ramp down about 20 or 30 seconds. It is a hard run. But it's a very short run.
Right. I do 10 strides. So I only count to 10.
Yeah.
That's it. So it's not much of a sprint.
Yeah.
But it is a completely different way of being than pounding out your normal pace. And guys, be your own researchers. You know, this is also an opportunity to go look up resources for running and stuff like that. Every running magazine, every running book basically has information that's very similar on all of this stuff.
Absolutely. I was watching a video about strides just before we rolled, and I saw one at strengthrunning.com. They had a very good guide for it. And again, this is where videos are really important. You watch someone actually go start to finish on this, you'll get a clear understanding of how to do it.
Okay. That's number three. Number four, do a run in a place or at a time you normally don't. So just take you out of that comfort zone. So if you always run in the morning, run at twilight or run in the middle of the day. If you are only a road runner, get out there and get on a fire road or get on a gravel road.
Yeah.
Or find a field and run across that.
Change it up.
If you don't do hills, try out some hills. Don't kill yourself. This isn't a, we're not trying to be super strenuous. We're only trying to change it up. And the last one is find a film or a video about running that you haven't watched before and just immerse yourself in it.
There's so many out there, so many good ones.
You know, Run Millinocket, if you haven't seen
that. It's perfectly good. It won an Emmy. I don't know if anybody knows that.
Maybe you should watch that. That's all. So those are the first five. We'll have a little more details and some links when we put them out there on the social.
Yeah, but everything will be up there at the night of the 31st, just before the start of the new month. You're going to see the entire month, but really only focus on the first week. Don't overdo it. Don't get overwhelmed. This is nothing to be scared of.
Really what this month is about is both consistency, but also a challenge. Something new. Introducing new things, changing your perspective, maybe changing some of your habits. Because, you know, we were talking about this earlier, Peter. In a different time, it would be easy to create a thing where go for a group run. Find a group you've never run with and do that. Run with, take somebody who doesn't run and convince them to run 1K with you. Sign up for a race and train for it. These things are not available.
Do an NP workout you never done. Like all these things.
Right.
Yeah. You shouldn't really do it right now. It's not available to you, and we have to do something different.
So you're going to see some more interesting and unexpected activities as the month continues, but enjoy this first week. And Peter...
What happened?
I have to say, I have something great for you.
I'll take it.
All right, here we go. You ready? I'm going to do this live on the air. I'm going to open this.
This is so exciting. You have a package. It's a flat package.
Yeah, it's a flat brown...
This
package.
Is completely unrehearsed. I don't know what it is.
And
how are you doing that one-handed?
This is...
Oh, I know what this is now.
Going to be your...
Are they sealed together?
Journal. They're sealed together. Two journals. This is going to be your run journal for the August...
This is very exciting.
...challenge.
It's really good that you did this because I actually need a dedicated place to write it down.
Peter, I'm going to offer you...
Just throw it because we're 7 feet away. I don't
here
want
you go.
Don't hit
this is from the brand Field Notes in Chicago. I'm a huge fan of
it's
them.
Blue and brown.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Oh, my God. How durable is this thing?
So
wow.
Durable. It's...
Wow.
Yeah. It's good stuff. So
and it's got a ruler on the back. I love that.
This is your little
this
run
is what
journal.
I'm going to fill it in. Because that's something we got to tell everybody. You and I are, of course, doing this challenge as well.
Yeah, of course we are.
It's not like we're just throwing this out there and saying, good luck. We're doing it too.
No. And what's great is as we go along, we'll be able to look back. That's the great thing about the running log. You'll look back and say, what was that week one like? Oh, what was that activity back on week two like?
Yeah, and if anyone's, you know, at all worried or concerned about, well, what am I going to write? Because other than just factual information, what else would I dare put down? And I would just say this as encouragement. You can put down anything from, hey, how am I feeling as the day started before I've attempted what it is I'm going to attempt today? And then maybe check back in before you go to bed and write down, well, here's how I'm feeling now on the other side of that. That's a really interesting change or not change, or you got mad about it or whatever. Whatever your feeling is about how that day went, that's kind of valid, man. That's worth it. Let's put it down on paper.
And as the month continues, we're going to have some activities that are running related,
yes,
but have nothing to do with movement.
Correct.
And so they are going to cause some introspection and they may affect your runs as you move along. So it'll be interesting to note all of that down.
Now, Brian, just to clarify, the order in which you gave those assignments, mm-hmm. is that how I have to do them?
No, because people's lives are what they are. We're giving you five challenge items for a 7-day period. You can do them in any order. And then, as I said, either pick the one you like the most, or the one you disliked the most, and repeat that. Or take 2 days off. Whatever. This is your challenge. But do them in any order. But do try to do all five in the course of a week.
You know, if I know Howartians, and I think I do, they're going to take on this challenge with grace and aplomb and dedication. I'm very excited to see what happens here.
They'll also be masked and staying 6 feet apart.
That's really the most important thing. You got to stay safe, as Marathon George tells us at the start of each show now. We're going to get through this. It's going to be fine. But do mask up. Wash your hands. Stay 6 feet apart. Brian, what else do you have on the docket? I got some track work tomorrow.
Yeah, I have track. Yeah, I am now following the Hansen Brothers method, and it is it's imposing.
Yeah.
But it is fun. You know, I'm now looking forward to the Tuesday speed workouts. I'm looking forward to the Wednesday day off. And I'm looking forward to the Thursday tempo workouts where you run a specified number of miles at your goal pace. But I have to say, after that, Friday is sort of an easy, low mileage day. But it just is relentless because, you know, you run an easy 5 on Friday and then... You know, their whole thing is you never run more than 15 miles at once.
Yeah.
But it accumulates, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
You're running Saturday and you're running Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And you're running Monday.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have track workout on Tuesday.
Oh, that's a lot.
And you do get a day off on Wednesday, but then it all starts over again.
Well, what's interesting about Coach Paul.
It is a tough one.
Although similar to some of the Hansen method, Coach Paul gives me 3 days off a week.
Yeah.
Except I sold one back to him.
Well, this past week. Part of the difference is because you're doing the long run all in one day. You
did
15,
yeah,
whereas
yeah.
I had 2 8s, of which I only did
13. And if you're keeping
13.
Score at home, which I know no one is, I've lost 2 toenails on the right foot.
Oh.
And I'm about to lose the big toe on the left.
No kidding. I haven't lost a toenail in many years.
Yeah. Something's going
on.
You've
down. Also lost something else. Cue Clyde Army.
Clyde Army.
Peter, have you been hanging out with the Salad Angel?
Salad Angel, Salad Angel, Salad Angel. Salad.
Wow, you're doing it back to back. It's always good when you do that. A little Salad Angel, but much just more honest activity. Like, I've upped to you know over 30 miles a week now, consistently for a couple weeks since the Independence Day Ultra. Do you remember that?
Ultra. What has it done for your figure, Peter?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm down about 10 pounds or in the last 2 months, which is the first time the scales really moved. And so, you know.
You were saying you needed a sack of flour to reset your scale. I remember this back there in the fog of history.
Yeah.
But now it's actually moving in the downward direction.
It's behaving the way one thinks it should.
When you're running a lot.
Yeah. Based on the information that I'm feeling daily, yeah.
Of course, we've always said, and both of us have experienced this, that there are points at which training for a marathon is absolutely no way to lose weight at all. You get in better shape.
Yeah, you get in a little better shape, but
you eat a lot of food.
High price you pay. High price.
But you're reaping the benefits right now of coming out of your cave.
Little bit.
Putting on the miles.
And there's definitely the feeling of I gotta take advantage of the good weather and the daylight, and you know, winter is coming, as they say, and it's gonna get harder.
It's July, Peter.
Yeah, I know you say that. But then, like, you blink, and it's like the dark days of December or November, and it's like, oh, God.
Well, what's crazy is, right, not even temperature-wise, just the shorter days. You know, October is around the corner.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And you're like, oh, I'm only down to 10 hours of daylight.
Exactly, past the pork pie. Now you're getting it. Now you're getting it.
Yeah. Live it up, folks. It's summer. It might be hot. It might be humid. Just enjoy the extra daylight.
Come on, Bray.
Brian, talk to me about our sponsor today, PathProjects.com.
Path Projects is a running clothing company, and they've developed all their running shorts with separate base liners. Why do they do this? Because it gives you independent suspension, which virtually eliminates all chafing.
I can attest to that.
Right, because the base liner stays where it is and the shorts can ride on top of it.
That's what you need.
Also gives you personalized performance because the base liners give you a choice of three fabrics with four lengths. This allows you to dial in a base liner based on current weather conditions, and then you can really put on whichever shorts you want. And I love these shorts because they have plenty of zippered pockets.
Oh, so good. I wore the hat today. I did 3 hours plus out there, and I wore the hat the whole time. And it was a super hot day and super sunny. But I tell you, even though it was in a dark gray, that hat that I have, it keeps me cool. I don't know how it's handling as much moisture as it's handling. And then I was thinking about this. It never gets funky. It never gets smelly, ever.
Yeah, I've noticed that with the Path Project stuff. It smells fine
all the time
afterwards, even though I don't.
Right.
PathProjects.com, all of their clothing is available exclusively at PathProjects.com.
Come on, Bray.
Peter, how is all this running done for your mental, emotional health?
I mean, the world is spinning completely out of control and everything's on fire. So I think, on the whole, I'm pretty balanced and doing pretty well.
You seem calm.
If I wasn't running, I'd imagine I'd have to be on Thorazine.
You need at least 3 hours away from Twitter every Saturday. So this is working for you.
Put the phone down.
I actually had this morning I went out. I will tell you this. This running every day, save one, has caused me to run with a headphone in, you know, an ear pod thing in. I am listening to a lot more podcasts and music while I'm running just because the consecutive days are ramping up, and the runs are longer. So I will admit I am not going ear nude nearly as much as I used to.
No, I typically only do it completely free of all manner of media input, probably for recovery runs, just because I really want to hear how I'm breathing. I want to hear. I mean, it takes an extremely large amount of concentration to go at a very slow pace.
Yeah.
Much more so than just going fast. If you try to go really, really fast, if you sprint out, if you're doing strides, like, yeah, you got to be aware that you're doing it, but you sort of just go and do it. To continually go slow for 30 to 35 to 40 minutes, you know, you got to really bring it back. You're constantly bringing it back. God forbid you have a downhill. You got to bring it back. And I like to be able to hear all the things around me. It's also easier to hear if people are coming up behind you on a bike or something.
Which is now vital.
It's so vital because if you are doing the mask or the buff up, down, you never want to get caught short, you know?
Yeah, I'll tell you this. I did go for a 4 today. It was sort of a recovery run. And this is a story I want to tell you. My earphone died. The battery died like right away. I didn't charge it properly. And my phone kept binging. So at, 6:45 in the morning, I'm looking at emails and alerts that are coming
Boo.
In. Stupid. So I was close enough to my house. I was just doing little dumb loops. So I dropped the phone, drank a little water, got back out there. And exactly to your point, I think I maintained like 127 beat per minute or even 130 beats per minute, way well within zone two for me, the entire time with no problem at all. And I think you're right. I think part of that had to do with the fact that I was only focused on what I was doing. I wasn't listening to anything.
Yeah.
And it was hard because this was a recovery run. Well, it was like literally my legs were saying, ouch, I'm tired.
Yeah.
And I'm not recovered. But I think on hot days, because that causes your heart rate to go up just battling the heat, I was able to keep it way down. So, you know, there's something to it. Change it up.
Change it up. Good luck, everybody, on your 31 days. We're here if you need us. And,
well, that was profound.
Thanks.
What the?
What? Hey, I just bought nipple guards for the first time ever.
What's that?
Well, they're an actual product. They're like little cups for your nipples. I think they're like pasties. I haven't gotten them yet, but they should be here like Wednesday. I hope so, because I need them for my next long run.
Are they like cupcake liners?
I'll say this. I wore the Boilermaker tank top on Saturday.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
Well, I'll tell you this about that. I did not run the Boilermaker. I do own a shirt because I am very close to the person who designed them.
I know her.
Also, I know a podcast guy who forced me to buy one because he needed numbers.
It's helped the shirts, helped the show.
In any case, I love that shirt. However, if it's too humid,
yeah, it sticks.
The decal is enormous.
And the decal is, and you think
beautiful,
but you think it's going to be more disruptive than it is. It's really not.
Well, it's
that
in the
bad.
Right place.
It's in the right place.
Yeah.
And I will say this:
you
I got
can
a,
sweat around it.
I got a lot of people giving it eye candy. Do you know what I'm saying? Like as I went through, people were like, "What is that?" Because it's so bright. It's blue. It's yellow. It's green.
Well,
it's red.
And also, no one else has it. I know this is. This is all very spur of the moment. What if we did an August Challenge shirt? What if the August Challenge had a shirt? The artist in residence makes a design. We create a shirt, and people throughout the month go and order them. And then when we hit the number, they make them and they send them out.
Yeah, I mean that's.
I mean, which is very different from like we make 50 or 100 shirts and then we give them. You know, whether you buy them or we give them away,
no,
or whatever.
No, you're describing the custom ink model the way it's supposed to be done.
And I like that. I
do too,
because
it's
really
not me going to Utica with a box of 30 shirts trying to find Michael Goff.
Right. It's not us flying to St. Croix to hand a shirt out because that's where.
Because Catherine wants one?
Right. Exactly.
Catherine, I'm sorry, but you just got called out. You have to buy one. And Lori Richmond, unfortunately, has to buy a really small one for Mona.
Well, I'll go to Brooklyn anytime to see Mona. I mean, come on. I don't even need an excuse.
Yeah, I think if the artist in residence really wants to do a design that has to be evocative of 31 days of challenge, yes.
And I think I'm going tank top. It's August. It's a tank top.
Is it a tank top?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, because I think I want to do something very special this year for HWYRT.
Then I will say, can
I
say
fall and winter season?
Can I say something about that then?
Mm-hmm.
It has to be both a men's and a women's cut, because women really do deserve the cut for them.
Of course.
A guy like me needs a big poncho.
With holes in the side.
Sure.
Okay, so we will figure out how to do that.
Yeah.
And it'll be a thing.
Yeah, and they don't really have to worry about ordering it until the third week of August. Like, we'll get it up and going, but like, as long as we hit our number by like September 1.
Oh, remember.
This is like your reward. This is like, I mean, you're buying it. Sorry, no offense.
Yeah,
but
we're not giving it to you.
Yeah, we're not giving. Come on, we have no money. But we're also not making any money on this. This is just something we're putting out there. No, but for the Hawartians who take this full on in the face all 31 days, I mean, this isn't a bad way to remember it and to commemorate it.
I love it.
You sure it's a tank top?
Yeah, because you're still wearing them in September.
I'm not.
And then you're going to wear them next August. That's
actually
what I'm thinking.
You know what the weird thing is about tank tops? You could always wear it over another a short sleeve shirt. Like, you could.
Right. But you're going to need this next August.
That's a good point. And right? You know what? Next August also has 31 days in it.
Right.
Weird.
Right.
Comes around, I hear.
And like
you.
I said, I want to do something very special for this fall / early winter for HWRT.
I like that. Yeah. This just in. So MDI is canceled.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about what we're going to do instead? Because I think you and I are concocting some crazy thing.
Well, it's no secret. We had already hatched a half a plan, and the great Mark Lowenstein of the Great Runs offered to help design a route. And we have two options, and you and I will need to talk about this. And I don't think we do this live on mic. Or maybe we do.
Nope. I don't think we do. I think it's a meeting of the minds.
And it's either a Paul Revere's ride, the old North Church, the old North Bridge, and then a little leg back to my house, so we don't need transportation. Or it's this North Shore by the ocean run.
I don't really care too much because it's all going to be hard and it's going to be close to 30 miles because I think we're ending up going to do a 50K here. Is that what we're saying?
You have not let that idea go. I'm like, we're training for a marathon, and you're like, well, if we're going to do our own marathon, we might as well do an ultra 50K. And I'm like, I just ran one of those. Okay, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
And hey, if this is how you want to do it, let's do it. Hey.
Hey. This has been episode 202 of How He's Run Today with Brian Gould and Peter Villa. Music, as always, composed by Jeff Cronenberg. Anna Brooks is our social media guru. Andrea Bonnie Gould is our artist in residence.
Join us every Saturday with your Sat Stat Chat. Go to the internet and social media. That's Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Let us know where you ran, how the weather was, and please include a sweet, sweet photo. Also, throw in information about your August challenge. Why not?
Why not? For all the information about our August 31-day challenge, you're going to want to go to howwesruntoday.com. That's HWYRT.com. Right there, we'll list all the activities for you to pick and choose from. And let us know how you're doing with it. Send us a note to howwesruntoday@gmail.com. And if you're so inclined, join our Strava group. Get over to Strava and just search How Is Your Run Today.
And if you're so inclined, pick up something for Path Projects. A hat. Shirt,
shorts,
baseliner.
Baseliner is everything.
Pathprojects.com.
www.pathprojects.com. Brian, listen, good luck with your track workout. That's going to be intense. I'm doing a very similar day.
It's going to be so hot.
It's going to be so hot. We have to go out so early, and it's hard to do that on a Tuesday. Okay.
So hot.
So hot. Bye.
I have to make sure that Professor Lollipop is an actual doctor and a running coach.
No, he's not. He is a real running coach. He's not a real doctor, but he's a man of science.
Vindicated.